Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur about Chibas Eretz Yisrael. We already saw Neflaos Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue. In the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it says Reb Zera, when he would go up to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't find a ship, a ferry, to pass him over. So instead he would pass over on a metzla, which is like a narrow plank, and he would hold on to a rope, thereby pass over. And it's Stuki said to him, "You are an impetuous nation. That first you said Nase, and then you said Nishma. You said you're going to do before you actually heard what you were supposed to do. First do and then hear, and you still are impetuous. You still act without thinking. What are you doing something so dangerous for?" So he said back to him, Rabbi Zera said, "The place that Moshe and Aaron weren't Zerche to go to, who says I'm going to be Zerche to go to? Ad kan mitivrei hagemore. So therefore I want to do what I have to do, because Moshe and Aaron didn't get here. Who says I'm going to be Zerche? So I got to get over. I got to get to Eretz Yisrael." The Maharsha there explains that he wasn't only saying that he wants to get to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to be oiver le'Eretz Yisrael. The Havora itself, not only the Etzem arriving in Eretz Yisrael, but the very act of passing over to Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe and Aaron didn't merit, because it says, "Ki lo savor es ha-yarden," you're not going to pass over the Yarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron didn't merit to pass over, so I want to be able to merit to pass over. And therefore, nivhalti, I was very, very pressured and nervous to be over with this matzra, with this narrow plank, even though it isn't so safe. But I had a nivhalti, because I had to get over to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron didn't word the over. So we have to understand that the Bia is Vadaya Mitzvah. So why does the Maharsha say that the Havorah, that's why I hit nivhalti, because of the Havorah. Forget about the Havorah. There's the Etzem Bia to Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Maharsha emphasize the Havorah? And if it's because of its sakana, and he wouldn't, because of the sakana, he wouldn't have endangered himself to get into Eretz Yisrael, why does it help then that to pass over? The Maharsha says that I want to engage in it, I don't care about the day, I'm not concerned with the danger because I have to pass over into Eretz Yisrael. Why is that any better than going into Eretz Yisrael? And we also have to understand from the Sugi and Sota Yudalit Amar Aleph, the Rav Simlai Darshan, why was Moshe Rabbeinu misavit to come to Eretz Yisrael, what, to eat the fruits? But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu says there are a lot of mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded and they're only fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, that all of these mitzvahs should be fulfilled through me. So what does this have to do with the Havorah? The Maharsha says an inyan of Havorah here. But here Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that the mitzvahs can be fulfilled. And the Maharsha seems to say, no, it's not about the mitzvahs. It's about the Havorah. The Havorah has nothing to do with the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael for the sake of the mitzvahs. We also have to understand what it says in Parshas Ve'eschana, Ve'eretz Ha'oretz, Tzetcha Haratov Azev Alavon, and Rashi says, Haratov is Yerushalayim, and Levanon is the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'en Gezev Ba'biyum Avedaf Lamed Hesamed Beis. So if the word is the Haratov Azev Alavon, what does that have to do with the Havara that the Maharsha is talking about? The word is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, Seder, so we asked all these kashas in the Maharsha, but he quotes a pasuk, "Ki lo savor se'yardei nazeh," so he sees an inyan in the Yetzem Havara. Ve'echa se'shapir Beis HaDvorim, how does everything work together? So it would appear as follows. It says, Marein of Rabbeinu Reb Manzatzal, that the Maharit in Chelek Beis in Simon Chof Ches says that if one is Nishba La'alos L'Eretz Yisrael, if one takes an oath to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he has a HaTorah. And it's not considered Nidrei Mitzvah. Nidrei Mitzvah is no HaTorah. This is not considered Nidrei Mitzvah. Why? Because the Aliyah itself is not a mitzvah, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. The act of going up to Eretz Yisrael is only a means to fulfill a mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah itself, and therefore there's HaTorah. That's what the Maharit says. And that is also what the Rashbash says in Simon Aleph and Simon Beis, and also Simon Kuf Aleph Ayin Sham. In the Chuvas of the Chatbaz in Simon Tov Nandalet, he writes that it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, because the neder wasn't to live in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's HaTorah. He doesn't say it's the Heter because the Aliyah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. He says because in the first place, the neder was not to live in Eretz Yisrael. But he doesn't say that the Aliyah le-Eretz Yisrael is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, but that's what the Ma'arit says and the Rashbash says. In the Tshuvas of the Mabit, in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamites, Hitaka writes that he can't be shoal on the neder, and he doesn't say that, oh, it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Hitaka says he can't be shoal on the neder, and he doesn't say it's only Hechsher Mitzvah like the Ma'arit and the Rashbash. In the Pasuk Shulchan, in Simon Aleph, Sivkot and Tezayin, he brings from the Biur Hagro, and Yoredei Reish Chofches, Sivkot and in Simon Reish Chofches, Sivkot and Kuf Beis, and what it says there in the Shulchan Aruch, that Nodar Lalos L'Eretz Yisrael Yesh Lo HaTorah Kishar Nidorim, Dahainu Kishar Nidrei Hekdesh, it has HaTorah, like other Nidorim, like other Nidrei Hekdesh. So Mizeh Hu Adin, somebody who was noider to be Mesiyashev in Eretz Yisrael, has HaTorah. Not only Lalos L'Eretz Yisrael, but also Leishev Be'Eretz Yisrael. But how does the Gra know that? How does the Gra know that it's a Mishenodar Leishev Be'Eretz Yisrael Yesh Lo HaTorah? Maybe only Nodar Lalos, because it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. So it's mashma that the Gra holds that it's not just a Hechsher Mitzvah, and we have to understand why. Why is it not a Hechsher Mitzvah? So the act of going up to Eretz Yisrael. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that there's a mitzvah of Chiba and Ahava, and if there's a mitzvah of Chiba and Ahava, the Etzem HaYishtadlus VeHapeula B'mitzvah Hu Maisa Chiba VeHahava, the Etzem HaYishtadlus, the effort that one invests is a Maisa of Chiba and Ahava. V'Aydei Zeh Havalei Mitzvah Mamish. And through this, it's mamish a mitzvah, and it's not only a hechsher mitzvah. And in the Gemara in Ksubis and of Kuf Yud Beis, it says that Rabbi Chanina have a maskil miskalei. So again, that's a big yisod. That if it's chibas haoretz, so then the etzem peula of the hishtadlus of coming into Eretz Yisrael is in a mitzvah mamish and not a hechsher mitzvah, like we are medayik in the Gro. In the Gemara in Ksubis and of Kuf Yud Beis, Rabbi Chanino have a maskil miskele, Tosis explains that he would weigh the stones. And when they would be light, the stones, he would say, all right, we're not there yet. And then when the stones got heavy, he would say, oh, we made it. We made it. And he brings from the Tanchuma, when he would find them kvedos, he would say, these are the Avanim of Eretz Yisrael. And then he would kiss them, etc. So Frek the Maharam Shif, in the very last Maharam Shif in Maseches Ksubis, he says, "What's according to Tosfos, what's the Gemara telling us? The weighing of the stones. What's the lesson here? What's the Chiddush here? And if the word is that he would kiss it afterwards, so that doesn't say in the Gemara? So it doesn't say in the Gemara he would kiss it. So according to Tosfos, what's the Chiddush in the Gemara? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that the chiddush of the Gemara is that the etzem halicho lahagia le'eretz Yisrael, the very act of going to Eretz Yisrael, is a pe'ula of chibuv. Like the other things we saw in the Gemara, kissing the rocks, and going from sun to shade, and shade to sun, etc. These were all acts of chibuv Eretz Yisrael, like we saw in the previous year. And maskil miskalei, he would keep checking, did we arrive, did we arrive? He keeps measuring the stones to see if they're heavy. That means he's in Eretz Yisrael, because he has chibuv Eretz Yisrael. So that's the lesson of this Gemara, chibas Eretz Yisrael, to show a love of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the halicha is not a hechsher mitzvah, it's a mitzvah itself. And the Ma'arit, who says it's a hechsher mitzvah, doesn't argue in principle. Because he writes that if somebody is oyla levakir, it's not a mitzvah that you can't be shoal on, that you can't be uproot if he made a neder. And that it says if you go It's not a mitzvah. And that it says if you walked out Amos in Eretz Yisrael, you're muftach lo shuba in Elam Haba. This is not a mitzvah mifur semes. What does he mean? It's not a mitzvah mifur semes. So based on what we explained, what it means is that it's not a mitzvah of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael to walk Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a mitzvah of chibas Eretz Yisrael. And that's not an explicit mitzvah, and therefore you can't say that you can't be sheolani. You can be sheolani because it's not an explicit mitzvah. So on one hand he writes it's only a hechsher mitzvah, but also he writes not a mitzvah before semes about going Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have chibas ha-mitzvah. So even when he writes only hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, of going up to Eretz Yisrael. But it's also chibas Eretz Yisrael. Magen Avraham, Reish Mem Ches, Siv Katan Tes Vav, about going out b'shayorah, and before Shabbos, going out in the Midbar and taking a trip to Eretz Yisrael, before Shabbos, which is mutar l'dvar mitzvah. Even though he might have to be Mechal Shabbos. So if he brings a machloikas, if it's only ol al menas l'siyashev, o gam al menas lachzor, and Ein Sham Pri Megadim Knes Hagdoyla Mishne Bura Siv Kotten Chof Ches and Gam Ken Chasim Soifer Or Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet. So based on what we said, in such an instance there's a mitzvah, even if it's only even if it's Almanas Lachzor, even if it's not Das Lissi Ashev, even if he's not intending to stay in Eretz Yisrael, he intends to return back to his home in Tinek, in the five towns, nevertheless there's still a mitzvah of Chibas Eretz Yisroel. Ve'afal pi she'eino mitzvah mevu'eres, it's not an explicit mitzvah, but it's enough to be matir, going out in a shayara with a band of people in the Midbar on Shabbos, because just the act of going up is a mice of chibas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's permitted before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's no less than going l'schoira. L'schoira for business purposes is also considered a mitzvah, and this is no less. So Baruch Hashem, we have proceeded in our journey, and we're going to prove this more, that there's this Indian of Chiban going up. In the next year, we have a lot more to say. So please stay tuned for more and more Neflos V'Torah Hashem, Li Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.